Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, just made it to the top and about to drop in 10.
Copy that. Send it.
Welcome to the Steep Angle Podcast, the podcast fueled by a life of powdered slopes, ripping good single tracks, healthy living, and the tools and people that help us along the way. Energized by motion, exploration, and the celebration of life, we hope you find inspiration in what we share. Be courageous, be curious, and chase your adventure. I'm your host, Daniel, and this is Steep Angle. Hey everybody! Welcome and thanks for tuning in to the Steep Angle Podcast. It's been a while since the last episode. There's been a lot of crazy going on in the world since then, but I feel it's time to get back in the swing of things with the hope that 2021 will bring more joy than 2020. I don't know about you guys, but I am ready to close the chapter on 2020. With that said, here are some recent events and some things to look forward to. Arizona Snow Bowl started running their lifts on November 20th, and ski season is underway. And in the words of Warren Miller, winter starts now. It's been nice to get up there for a few morning runs. It's been somewhat dry so far this season, so needless to say, it's been low tide in terms of snowpack. Snow Bowl is currently blowing tons of man-made snow up there, so hopefully some more terrain will open up soon. Flagstaff Ski and Snowboard Team is back on the mountain for another season. This year's enrollment attracted something to the tune of 130-plus athletes. A healthy number in my book. I'm hoping to get some coaches on the podcast and pick their brain as to what to expect this season from their athletes, from the 6-year-old rippers to the older, more seasoned athletes. So stay tuned for that. Due to the aforementioned low tide and limited terrain, the All Mountain and Rippers teams are experiencing some postponement to the start of their season for safety reasons. It's a bummer, I know, but I was up there last Sunday, and yeah, the limited terrain can be a problem for groups of little rippers trying to run drills and such, when everyone and their mother is being funneled into essentially one run. Things got a bit spicy up there on Sunday with the amount of crowds coming down, so yeah, I get the postponements. In the meantime, sleep with your pajamas inside out, pour ice cubes in your toilets, and pray for snow. Uphill access remains closed at Snow Bowl, but I'm hopeful that will change as the season progresses. Snowpack in the backcountry is also low tide conditions and probably not good to gibber. I think it was Marcus Aurelius that said, "Ski low tide and go for broke, you will break," or something like that. I'll have to Google it and get the exact verbiage and get back to you. For more info on the current snowpack on the San Francisco peaks, visit kachinapeaks.org/snowpack. That's kachinapeaks.org/snowpack. The San Juans have seen some action in terms of snowfall, and the same goes for other areas throughout Colorado, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and the Pacific Northwest. And the backcountry is open, which means avalanche danger. Current conditions in most of the aforementioned areas are moderate to considerable hazards, so before venturing out, be sure to get the forecast, get the gear, and know how to use it. For up-to-date information on AVI conditions, visit avalanche.org. That's avalanche.org. Please remember to recreate responsibly, including following the local public health orders and social distancing recommendations. And if you hear the sound that goes something like womp, 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 you're probably venturing on dangerous terrain. Call it a hunch. Well, that's all I have for now. We'll see how things progress this season, and thanks for tuning in, and be on the lookout for some more episodes as I start to get some guests on and pick their brain as to what they enjoy doing and what they enjoy riding and that sort of thing. So stay tuned, and thanks for tuning in.